your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting a special class today. Grace Thorne's sixth grade class is with us, and we're taking their questions. We're about halfway through the questions. This is a two-hour broadcast. This is the second hour of today's broadcast, and this is the third in a series of teaching sixth grade 11-year-olds what they'd like to know about science and life. And Alexa had asked the question just before the top of the hour break, where did you go to college? Dr. Richard Allen Miller answered the question, and I started to, and we got cut off by the break. So my answer is I went to school, to college in upstate New York at a major university. I studied finance and economics, and I went on to get my master's in business administration. I wanted to get my doctorate in business administration, but instead I decided to start a company and manufacture satellite communications equipment in California. I've been trained by IBM, Burroughs, Kodak, and some of the largest companies in the country in advanced technologies. So, Alexa, that's where Rick and I went to school. Brooke, you're up next.
Hi. What was your first job?
I had a paper route. And then when I was 16, I worked at Lou's A&W Hamburger Stand. I was a fry cook.
Well, my first job was an entrepreneurial job. I cut lawns in the neighborhood when I was 10 and 12 years old. So I did that at an early age. And I made I could cut an acre of grass, and I got paid $4 for that. And it took it took a while. My dad had one of those tractor, small, 8-horsepower tractor lawnmowers, and he would let me use that. And I would ride and cut our neighbor's lawns responsibly. So I ended up being in the lawn cutting business in the neighborhood. And then I went on at high school. I was a sandwich maker at a sub shop. I made submarine sandwiches. And then I became an auto mechanic at Sears Automotive, where I worked on mufflers and exhaust systems and put cars up in the air. And then I liked racing cars. I had a car that I would take to the track on the weekends when I was in high school, with I had my driver's license. And I raced my car. It was a 1968 American Motors AMX.
You were a gearhead.
I was a gearhead. And
yeah,
by the way, I still have that 1968 AMX. So I raced that, but you know, I was always blowing the engine, so I needed to find a job where I could get parts at a discount. So I got a job at an auto parts store where they let me buy parts at cost plus, I think, 10% or 5%. And they had a machine shop in the back. So I was able to have the advantage of working at a job that was really a lot of fun because I loved what I was doing. I liked automotive parts. And I was able to buy the parts that and fund my racing hobby that, you know, I blew up a lot of engines. And I learned about how to make engines better and faster and more powerful and stronger. So that was my first job, Brooke. Do you have a follow-up question?
Yes. What is the fastest you've ever driven?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Vincent. Well, how fast have you gone before you got a ticket?
Well, Rick, I did a lot of my racing on the track. So the fastest, now remember, the cars go a little faster now than they did back then. The fastest that I've ever gone was 137. And that was in my AMX. And I had to be absolutely out of my mind to do that. Because if you look back then, the tires weren't as strong, the tires weren't as durable. Some of the machining, the suspension of automobiles is nowhere near as good as it is today. And by the way, when you're racing on a track, you're racing with people who are also fairly knowledgeable about what they're doing, and they are more concerned about safety than many people on the street. So I do not encourage or advocate racing on the street in any way, shape, or form. It's really dangerous. So my racing was on the track. And that's plenty dangerous, too. So the fastest I ever went was 137. Rick?
Well, I was interested to know what my 280Z would do. And mm-hmm. So I took it down to Pacific Raceways in Puyallup, Washington, and I got it up to 167. It didn't float. The spoiler on it and the suspension system that I had kept it right straight on the ground. That's the problem at high speeds. You have a tendency to go airborne. That's why you have spoilers on the back of the car, because of the way the draft goes across the car, it will tend to cause it to lift into the air, and once you lose traction, you're in danger. And so they put these spoilers on, these big fins in the back, that will cause the air to push the car down as the air is going over the car. The actual top-end speed for any vehicle is calculatable. It's the brake horsepower to the cross-sectional frontal area of the vehicle. So the smaller your vehicle, the cross-section is less friction, and then the brake horsepower going to the rear tires is the secondary part of it. The product of the two tells you what your top end for any vehicle is. Most vehicles are not really safe after about 95 miles an hour. They will, most vehicles, the way they're designed, will have a tendency to go airborne. I have a race car. It was designed to be racing. By the way, the racing I did all through college, because I had sports cars all through college, was called autocrossing. And it wasn't about speed. It was about consistency of how well you were able to drive your car uniformly from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Rick.
How fast you could get there, it was how consistent you could do it,
mm-hmm.
above and below the speed limits.
Mm-hmm. And as you go faster and faster, you go more feet during your reaction time, and the faster you go, the more dangerous everything is. So, you know, I don't have a problem.
By the way,
yeah, I don't have a problem with the current speed limits. And you know, 70 miles an hour is one of the speed limits in Missouri.
70?
And
that's, we're 65 out here.
Yeah, and that's plenty fast. I mean, that's plenty fast.
Yeah, that was Richard Nixon that put all of that limits on speed, because in Germany, the Autobahn, it's wide open. And, of course, if you kill yourself, you did it to yourself type of thing. It's a different way of looking at things. Of course, people that are suicidal can put other people at risk. That's what bad driving is about.
Cammie, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, how did you and Vincent meet?
Through Matt Stein. Matt Stein is the one that introduced me to Vincent. Matt was my friend, introduced me to Vincent. Vincent and I hit it off right out of the gate and have been good buddies since.
That's absolutely right. Matt Stein is a MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology engineer. He's an engineer. He designs all kinds of things. He's an expert witness.
Yeah.
he's a really bright guy. And he was on the radio with us, and he introduced me to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Rick's been on the radio ever since. So Rick and I are good friends. Rick comes over to the farm, spends time at the farm. He does meetups with us, either through Skype at Ziggy's on Monday nights, or Andy comes to the farm, and we try to spend a lot of time together. So Rick and I are very, very close, Cammie. Do you have a follow-up question?
No, but I have another question.
Okay.
What makes you angry?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Anger is the emotion that tells you when things are not going the way you want them to. Not necessarily the way they should go, but the way you want them to. And it's an excellent emotion for washing a floor.
Well, I can tell you that I get really disappointed when people are careless and wasteful. So, for example, if someone were to come to our house and have dinner with us and fill his or her own plate to overflowing and then just take a few bites and not eat it, I would consider that wasteful. And I would be disappointed in that. I'd be disappointed when someone is careless and if they're putting fuel into a vehicle and they spill it because they're not paying attention. That's really disappointing to me. But and those are just two very small examples. But I become angry, really angry, when people lie and people cheat. That really makes me angry because cheating is taking from someone else. It's taking from someone else, and I really don't like it. Now, in school, in sixth grade, you know, if you don't know the answer, you know, you can kind of look over to your neighbor's paper and maybe get an answer. But you know what that really does? In the long run, that actually cheats everybody, you and the person that had the answer on his paper, because you won't know how to do that problem or have the answer to that solution yourself. So you really need to do your own work, because you're really cheating yourself in the long run. And had I cheated my way through school, and how had Rick cheated his way through school, we wouldn't be on the air today, because we wouldn't have the knowledge to do what we're doing. We wouldn't know how to do it. So things that really make me angry are people who lie and cheat. We'll be right back, right after this commercial announcement.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed-out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Grace Thorne's sixth grade class is with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. And Leah, you're up next. Leah, do you have a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes. Did you read comics when you were young?
You know, Leah, I have to tell you that your question was the one I was waiting for, and my most favorite question. Why? I collect comics. I started collecting comics when I was a little kid in the 50s. I have all the Superman and Spider-Man comics, and then I got into some of the other kinds of comics, and actually, my most favorite comic, the character that I like most, is Doctor Strange, Master of the Mystic Arts. That's what I would like to be when I grow up.
Hmm. Interesting, Rick. You know, Rick, that is something that...
I have a huge comic collection. I still do. And I still read them every day.
You know, Rick, that's really interesting because that's something that I have never enjoyed. It's difficult for me to pick up comics, and I don't know why.
If good comics, not comics. Most comics suck, but they do. But I like the ones that are extremely well written and then do a visual with the artist. And Jim Starlin, some of the others like that did Warlock and Deathlock comics, incredible artwork, incredible writing, and you'll notice that all your best movies now, they're all based on comics.
Very, very interesting, Rick.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you have
more than one sense involved. I read science fiction books, but then when comics came out where I got a visual of someone else's idea of their imagination, it just, exploded for me. Then I would go even further. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Leah, do you have a second question?
No, you already answered it.
I did.
Okay.
What was that? You mean my character?
The collect thing.
Oh, yeah, I still collect them. They're not worth like you would think they would be, like stamps or coins, but somehow they're very precious to me, and so I have one. I have over 50,000 comics now. I have a huge collection, but I'm 70 years old, but I've been collecting comics since before I was 15.
Wow. 50,000 comics, Rick.
Yeah, well, more, a little more, a few more, yeah. Maybe 80,000.
Wow.
I have a huge comic collection. And let me tell you, I'm very selective on which ones I go for, too. There's different kinds. I especially like Zap comics from the 70s and Mother's Oats and Yellow Dog comics. Yep.
Wow.
Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers. Now, there, that's what I'm talking about.
Leah, let me ask you, do you read comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Right. I started with Archie and, you know, the usual suspects like you did. Right. And then I graduated and I didn't like superheroes because it wasn't scientifically right. But I did like the ones that had good science in their fiction. Now, I always liked science fiction. Always did. That was my most favorite, even over murder mysteries and action comics where people are blowing up things. I always like good science fiction. But comic books like Dark Horse Press on Alien versus Predator, or here's a comic. I have one. Predator versus Batman. That's a good comic, man, let me tell you.
Leah, was your question about collecting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I collect them. I kept just the ones I really liked and then stayed with them over the years. You know, Hellblazer out of England later became, what was it called? That movie where he's dealing with the devil and all of that was, what did they call that? Hellblazer was called, the guy that played in Matrix.
We come back on the other side of, on this bottom of the hour break. Grace, you'll be up. And you can ask your question, then Savannah, then Lily, then Olivia, then Gabby. And then, does Grace Thorne, our sixth grade teacher, have any burning questions that she would like to ask of Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me? Teaching sixth grade, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching sixth grade, and Leah had a question about what we collect. And I collect cars. I collect cars. Coins. And World War II related items and World War I related items, like daggers, World War II uniforms, and photographs, a lot of photographs of people involved in World War II, the horrors of war, what war was really about. I have probably 8,000 photographs that were taken during World War II, and we have some of World War I also. So maybe that's why I say some of the things I say about the wars and how horrible they are. So those are some of the things that I collect. Grace?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, yeah. Thank you, that it was John Constantine, the movie, Hellblazer. They made a movie out of that. That was three comics out of 48 comics. That movie, Constantine. And so, that's the kind of stuff I liked. It actually had good metaphysics in it. And that was the part of it that I really liked, was that they were taking sciences, for example, and then projecting a what if in terms of what would it be like on a neutron star, you know, where the gravity is like that of a black hole. What would life forms be like? And then have a scientist write a story around that. That's why I like science fiction.
Mm. Makes a lot of sense to me, Rick. Grace?
Well, I go out there in my mind. You know, I just like a little kid.
Grace, you're up next.
The smartest people are children. And you guys are actually, it's very cool. I would rather talk to you and answer your kinds of questions than get on some doom and gloom show and talk about Fukushima.
Uh-oh.
It's more enjoyable for me. Well, there it is. Let's move on. Sorry.
Grace, you're up next.
What has been the best day of your life so far?
Well, right now, this moment is pretty good for me. I like the moment, and so I don't look into the past or have expectations about the future. I try to be in the moment, and right now is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that when I was in fourth grade, I met Mrs. Finelli, and to me, she was absolutely the prettiest girl in the class. And I remember that she could read very well, and I couldn't read worth a darn, and I was embarrassed that I just could not read. And so we spent the fourth grade together, and then we went to separate high schools. And then another great day in my life was the day that she walked into that auto parts store where I was working that I told you about before. And then we started dating, and then another great day was when we got married, and then another great day is today. We're still married, and she's at the farm right here with me, and because I'm on the radio with you, those are really, really great days in my life. Grace, do you have another question?
Yes. What is your favorite animal?
Rick?
I like dogs. I always have. I like larger dogs, not little dogs. I have had German Shepherds in my past, and they're intelligent. And I've had a Blue Heeler. Oh, there! Like it was crossed with a dingo, just like Road Warrior dog. And let me tell you, that companion has probably been one of the best things in my life.
In my life, I have many favorite animals. We have about 100 cows, and we have cats, and we have dogs, and, you know, each one, every day that I get a chance to spend time with them, I will tell each one that he or she is my favorite. I really do. And yesterday, I was out in the field, and there was a cow about 500 feet away from me, and Mrs. Finelli was on the 500 feet on the other side of me, and I walked over to this cow very slowly, and she just waited for me to walk over to her, and I gave her a great big hug for about 20 seconds. I just hugged her neck, and I rubbed her head, and I told her she was my favorite of all the cows, and I tell that to all of them. So I have a lot of favorite animals, but the one that's closest to me is my puppy. His name is Thomas Jefferson. We call him TJ for short. He's named after
he's
one of our cousins.
He's not a puppy much anymore.
he's almost 200 pounds, literally, and he's 11 months old. He's what's called an English Mastiff. He's tan and has a black face, and his back stands higher than a camelback sofa back. So the back, when he just walks around, his back is much taller than our kitchen table. So he's a very large dog. He likes lots of attention. He's a leaner, which means he'll walk up to me and he'll lean against me. He wants lots of hugs. So I guess he's the one that's closest to me. Savannah, you're up next.
Who is your favorite comedian?
Rick.
Oh, boy. George Carlin, of course. And Flip Wilson.
The devil made me do it. The devil. I didn't do it. The devil made me do it.
I liked Flip Wilson. You know, Saturday Night Live. Any decade. There has always been good for me.
You know, interesting you say that. Rick, you haven't mentioned a current comedian.
Peter Sellers. There you go. Peter Sellers and the movie Being There is perhaps, in my opinion, the funniest comedy that has ever been made. For comedy, it was Peter Sellers. That was his last movie before he died. And he did it with Shirley MacLaine, and it is absolutely the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that my favorites are Tim Conway from the 1970s and 1980s, Red Skelton from about
the same period. Red Skelton, yeah.
And of course, Flip Wilson. And
Flip Wilson. That devil made me do it.
And you know what's interesting about the three that I mentioned? None of them is vulgar. None of them used profanity on stage. And it was good, clean comedy. At least as far as I remember.
Yeah, George Carlin was a little black, I have to admit.
Yes.
But I loved it when he said, quote, this is George Carlin, he said, God has everything, but he needs more money.
Savannah, do you have another question?
What is your favorite children's story?
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Actually, the Brothers Grimm was interesting for me. Of course, Peter Pan. Peter Pan brought open a whole new universe for me. And this is before Walt Disney made the original Peter Pan. I had read the book first. And Alice in Wonderland affected me profoundly. My manager is affectionately known as the Red Queen. Off with her head! I love it. She's in San Antonio and manages a team of people that are helping me promote my books and things like that. But she's right straight out of Alice in Wonderland. The Mad Hatter. That's what I am. I'm the Mad Hatter.
Rick, I liked and still do The Sound of Music. And yeah. Swiss Family Robinson. Swiss Family Robinson is about a family that's marooned in a foreign land. And they have to make the best of it. And they have to battle with the enemy, which happened to be pirates. And it was a story about life and struggle and overcoming adversity. So that's my answer. Lily, you're up next.
What's your biggest fear?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Fukushima. Chemtrails. GMOs. You know the list. Those are seriously issues that everyone like you should be talking about. And so I think that your letters of protest to your congressman, I wished that I had a teacher that had helped me make those kinds of moves when I was your age. You guys are really lucky. You're experiencing a revolution of being empowered to go out and make these changes for yourself. And really, most of your parents won't get it, but some do, realizing that you actually are smarter and brighter than they are. They're simply older and have more wisdom. However, that's where you're going, and if you start now instead of later, you're going to be miles ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mine, of course, is Fukushima, and closer to home, it is bad guys bashing through my front door. Those are literally my greatest fears. Bad guys. I'm talking about guys
zombies.
Who have no business.
Yeah, zombies. Going after things that you have because you have them.
Well, I'm thinking more about armed vehicles, SWAT teams, helicopters, you know, all coming into my house. Now, I don't think, class, you have to worry about anything like that. But that's one of my fears. And, of course, Fukushima. Lily, do you have another question?
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Well, you know, I was out back in Australia, and that's another country I visited, worked with Aborigines, and they settled in on this ant pile and were eating the ants. That was kind of strange.
And I can tell you that Marjorie Wildcraft was what, she's one of our instructors from Texas. She was at our Get Prepared Expo, and she and one of her associates were frying up some grubs and worms to be eaten. I did not eat them. So I don't eat those things. So I haven't eaten any weird things.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is "E pluribus unum," rather than "In God We Trust," an established law by the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, Lessig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at Lessig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lessig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're teaching sixth grade, and I've got a picture of Olivia in my hands right now. Olivia, you're up next.
Can a dog have a heart attack or diabetes?
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, they're just like we are, and diabetes has to do with blood sugar and insulin, and there are dogs that are diabetic just because they're overweight. Overweight dogs are just like overweight people and have the same problems with their heart and blood sugar. So, yes, they can.
Okay, Olivia, do you have another question?
Nope.
Okay. Gabby, you're up next. And then Grace. Grace Thorne, you're up after Gabby.
Okay. Were you ever a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was. I was a Cub Scout, became a Boy Scout, became a Sea Explorer because I lived in Seattle, and actually made Eagle Scout.
It took us
2 years to do that one. I was 18 when I became an Eagle.
And I was a Cub Scout, and I was a Boy Scout. And I encourage young people to get involved in scouting. It builds character, it builds integrity, and builds lifelong friendships. Gabby, do you have another question?
Okay,
it's your turn, Grace.
Grace Thorne.
with all the bad things we hear about, we seem to hear about more bad things than good things. I'm just wondering if you could just end us on an optimistic note.
Yeah, that's a good point, Grace. Really, our imagination is reality. And so there will always be this doom and gloom element because people want to see others less fortunate than themselves. And that is a trait of all of us, unfortunately, and needs to be constantly monitored. We like to see other people's misfortunes, but for the grace of God, go us. But really, it's our imagination that creates our reality, and that's one of the reasons why I have such light fitness in terms of trying to laugh more frequently. Laughing is actually extremely healthy. It is a sign of intelligence. And to be able to release the stress of concern.
Okay. And, Grace, I think that honesty and integrity are really, really important. And your class is exhibiting that. And your class is also exhibiting concern about the future and will be the ones taking the reins and cleaning up a lot of the problems that we have. So if we look at honesty, if we look at integrity, if we look at some of the heroes in our lives and we look at why they're heroes, because they've done the right thing, they've done the good things, we have the prospect for doing a better job than we have in the past. So I'm optimistic about that. And I'm optimistic that the young people of today, are going to do a better job than we have. So, and by the way, in that light, class, I have a homework assignment for you. All 15 of our students. I'm talking right now to Walt, Bryant, Kalia, Sam, Gunner, Mackenzie, Alexa, Brooke, Cammie, Leah, Grace, Savannah, Lily, Olivia, and Gabby. Your homework is to write a thank you note to Grace Thorne, your teacher, in your best penmanship, simple, to the point, one paragraph, about 30 words. It's due tomorrow. I'd like you to hand it in tomorrow and thank Grace Thorne for being your teacher and allowing you to do the things that no other class in the United States of America does. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, thank you for being with us. Grace Thorne, thank you for being the teacher you are. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.